Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2880, Reinvent Yourself in the Direction of Your Dreams by Ceylon George of spirituallivingforbusypeople.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, the guy that reads blogs or articles to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays. I do appreciate you listening every day. It means a lot. We're going to get right to our next post as we optimize your life. Reinvent Yourself in the Direction of Your Dreams by Ceylon George of spirituallivingforbusypeople.com. Quote, to grow toward love, union, salvation, or enlightenment, we must be moved from order to disorder, and then ultimately to reorder. Richard Rohr. Let's time travel for a moment. Imagine you're an adolescent again. Remember how much pressure you felt from within and from your environment to make all the right decisions, to make all the right moves. You needed to get good grades, to get into a good college, to get a good job. You needed to date the right person in order to live happily ever after. You needed to begin saving early for retirement. In sum, you needed to establish a stable foundation upon which to build a stable life. The room for error felt slim, because in this world, all it takes is one wrong move to derail your life plans. Fast forward to today. How did things turn out? Did you ever imagine being where you would be, even if all your plans worked out perfectly? You may not realize it, but in the course of your life, you've often had to adapt, regroup, and even reinvent yourself in response to external or internal changes. Accelerating local and global changes are forcing us to rethink life and work almost on a daily basis. No longer can we depend on a single life plan or path to carry us through. In today's world, embracing the status quo is a riskier bet than embracing change. Intentional versus unintentional reinvention. You already know the world is changing at an increasing pace. You know that you're going to have to keep changing and adapting in order to grow and thrive. So the question isn't whether you'll need to reinvent yourself, rather it's how will you reinvent yourself? Will it be intentional or unintentional? Will it be something dreadful or an exciting adventure? Maybe you felt a stirring in you that made you realize you've always wanted to try something new, but we're too afraid to take that step. But life is inching you to the proverbial fork in the road where you'll need to make a decision. The company is gradually downsizing and you see the writing on the wall. Your kids are entering their teen years and you feel out of your depth parenting them. Those kids move out of the house years later and you're left with an empty nest and a spouse you hardly know. You realize in these moments that you need to reinvent. You realize that in these moments it's either adapt or perish, but you have no idea how to begin in an intentional way. Personal reinvention doesn't have to be scary. It can be exciting, even thrilling, and filled with opportunities that comes with getting rid of old brush to clear the way for new growth. You can embrace this to not only survive the major transitions of life, but to vault yourself into a deeply satisfying life. Here are a set of principles to help you get there. Number one, find out what you want. This is the first and most crucial step to intentional reinvention. The truth is that many of us are terrified to examine our minds and hearts to find out what we really want. We're afraid to upset the balance. We're afraid of appearing too self-centered or grandiose. We're afraid to revisit unfulfilled dreams. Have the courage to try again. Who did you want to become when you were a child? What secret ambitions have you been nurturing? How's your present transitional period giving you the opportunity to do something you've always wanted? What's one concrete step you can take to move in the direction of your dream? Number two, silence the inner critic. Maybe you're thinking to yourself that you used to be more flexible, but now you're too old for something new. Or maybe you believe you're not smart enough. Or maybe you just think it's too late. During times of upheaval and change, the inner critic will tell you almost anything to keep you safe, to keep you from doing something risky or stupid. But in order to reinvent and transform yourself, you must silence the critic. Gently let it know that you will be okay. Let it know that you have what it takes to do something new and that something exciting is around the corner. Number 3, stop paying attention to how much time you've wasted. We live in a time of instant gratification. We want what we want yesterday. Things have become so bad that even teenagers are having midlife crises. I've wanted to play the cello for decades, but I only took action recently after hearing the story of a retiree who took up the cello himself. I kept thinking, why did I waste so much time? I would have been a great player by now. That may be true, but I'm grateful I decided to do it now, and that's what I focus on. Furthermore, reinvention is often not a one-time snap decision. I had to undergo a series of mindset changes that took years before I could finally make the decision to pick up the cello. As the saying goes, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Number 4, try on different identities, even if it feels uncomfortable. We may feel like our identities are set in stone, but take some time to reflect on the arc of your life and you'll see that your identity has changed and morphed multiple times over your life. It's just that it often happens so gradually that we don't notice the changes as they are happening. What's your dominant identity today? A mom? A busy professional? A minority? An introvert or extrovert? How's your dominant identity reinforced on a personal and societal level? Come up with as many other identities as you can. Can you try on other identities you don't naturally gravitate to for a time out of pure curiosity and experimentation? How might doing this change or challenge your thinking? How might it challenge those who have invested in your current identity? How might it help you form a new and more empowered identity for yourself? Number 5, don't wait for permission. Once you've decided to try something new, start taking action immediately. Don't wait for the permission of friends, foes, or authority figures. Don't wait for the right set of circumstances. Don't wait until you've done exhaustive research. Simply begin taking action. Sure, you'll make mistakes along the way. Sure, you'll be criticized and talked about behind your back. But it's okay because your loudest critics are probably feeling stuck themselves and feel threatened by your action taking. In the end, you may inspire them to take action themselves. Maybe they won't. That's not your concern. Just keep moving in the direction of your dreams and only take advice from people who have successfully done the same. Number 6, notice and celebrate small changes along the way. This is important because the reinvention process takes time, especially when it comes to challenging and changing deeply held assumptions and mindsets. If you've been a painfully shy person your whole life, introducing yourself to 2 people in a social setting is a huge deal. Track and celebrate these wins along the way. They will motivate you to keep going. And number 7, be prepared to do it over and over again. Reinvention is not a one-time deal. You'll need to be prepared to adapt and adjust to the constant flow of life. If you're open to being flexible, you'll grow more resilient, you'll grow more confident, and you'll see the transitions and crises of life as opportunities for growth and new adventures. So don't be afraid of change. Embrace it. Use it to reinvent yourself in the direction of your dreams. You just listened to the post titled, Reinvent Yourself in the Direction of Your Dreams by Silon George of spirituallivingforbusypeople.com. And thank you to Silon George. Number 4 is something I highly agree with and led me to where I am today. Number 4 was trying on different identities, even if it feels uncomfortable. But what I found is that it comes in phases with motivation, courage, all that fun stuff. But that's really for the better, because if we were constantly trying new identities, then we wouldn't really have one, I think. But more often, we can get stuck in identities and that's who we are, when the opposite might be true. I'm sure you've seen people in your own life go into a field that you never expected, or their personality shined and it was much different than you thought. I'm hoping to work on this more soon. It's really important and something to think about from time to time. So something to think about in your own life. I'll leave it there. Thank you for being here and listening every day and considering these articles and my commentary. And I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.